You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. I have Nicole on the line with me today. Nicole, you're from Happy Baby Cheeks Cloth Diaper Service. Welcome to the show.
Why, thank you.
Now, Nicole, tell me about, I mean, it's obvious in the title of your company, Cloth Diaper Service, but you do a lot of things that are very natural, very unique. Tell us a bit about your company.
Well, we actually started about 7 years ago. My best friend of about 25 years had her fourth child, and he was terribly allergic to disposable diapers. And he would get an awful rash that most people nowadays just think is just a regular diaper rash, but it's actually a chemical burn reaction to what's in the disposable diapers. So she looked into cloth diaper services and realized there wasn't one in our area and wanted to get started on, you know, her own. She gave me a call and asked if I'd be interested. I have to admit, at first, it was something I never really thought of, but the more I looked into it and the health aspects, the more I thought it was a great idea.
Now, Nicole, what's in it that would give a child a chemical burn on their bottom?
There is an array of chemicals and disposable diapers, and, you know, a lot of the ones that are in disposables are similar that are in our paint, and, you know, the chemical beads that absorb a lot of the moisture in diapers. Parents think that the moisture just disappears, but in fact it's just masked by different chemicals that can actually go into your baby's system, and that a lot of the times is what babies react to.
Now, you had said before, I'm not saying it correctly, but the actual chemical, it shows up in the child's urinary tract system.
It can do a lot of harmful damage in baby systems. A lot of the times, different chemicals, and there's so many and so many different diapers to mention all of them. We have them all listed on our website, and you can go online and do the research yourself. But a lot stay in the baby system, and you can actually find them years down the road. A lot of urinary tract infections, yeast infections, are actually caused by the diapers, disposable diapers today. A lot of babies that use cloth diapers, if it's a service or washing them at home for yourself, they don't come across the same sort of infections that babies use for disposable diapers.
You know, and it's as a parent, it's you have that sort of sick feeling in your stomach. So I think back to my daughter, she's now 9, but when she was like, I'm going to say like 18 months old, she was very, very sick and super high temperature, and we got her to the hospital, not flu-like, but just high temperature and just lethargic, and she had a very, very bad urinary tract infection that was treated at the, and so now I'm thinking, oh gosh, right, you just kind of like get that sick feeling as a parent, thinking, what did I do to sort of contribute to this scenario? And then, you know.
It's educating and knowing, right?
Yeah, well, too late for me, too late for me now. You weren't around 9 years ago. But I mean, taking that one step further, and I won't, you know, not pointing any fingers, but I think, wow, she's been a child that over the years has continuous urinary tract infections to the point where it will show up as blood in her urine as a 9-year-old.
Wow.
And so, you know, you think out loud, you think, I wonder if there, you know, this whole situation of the chemicals that maybe did go into her urinary tract have caused this ongoing problem that I have for her. So, yeah, I'm just thinking out loud.
You know, it's one of those things as parents, we do the best we can, and a lot of the times it's not knowing what our options are and not knowing what the alternatives are. You know, I'm doing my best to tell the world that we, you know, there is an option out there nowadays. Moms have to work. This is what we have to do especially to live in this beautiful city of ours. We need, you know, both incomes. So we've tried to make it a lot easier for moms. You don't have to rinse the diapers, wash the diapers. You simply just put them in our pails just as you would your disposable diaper into the garbage can, and we pick it up from you and drop it off. So we've tried to make it simplify things as easy as possible so parents don't really have to think about, you know, all the nasty stuff, and that they are able to have an alternative to do the best that they can for their kids.
Well, I think that's the trick. I mean, for me, I know that I'm always exploring options for my kids at every stage and age of their life, and I know that I had researched at that time cloth diapers, and to me it just didn't make sense. I mean, I literally was that mother when my first child was born. I have such a bad gag reflex. I literally, like, I would go to bed, having to clean this boy's bum. I would put tissue up my nose. I often would puke in his dirty diaper as I'm changing his diaper. I was the worst, the whole, and
it
that's
happens.
No lie.
Yes.
I don't even know how I survived the first 6 months. It was horrible. So the whole idea at that time of having to somehow semi-clean out a diaper before I put in the pail just didn't work for me. So that's completely eliminated with your service.
That is completely eliminated. Yeah, absolutely. There are some parents that they like to, you know, hang it over the toilet if they can, but it's definitely not necessary. Wipe and all, you don't have to rinse it, wash it. We have machines here that do all the work for us, and it's similar machines that hospitals use and a lot of cleaning services, and they just, the machines do it all for us and wash them significantly better than what you could even wash at home with household
wow.
washing machines. The temperatures of the machines, the detergents that we use, which are all eco-friendly and safe for baby skin. We're also able to pH balance test the diapers before they go out to customers to make sure that they are at the proper pH balance for the baby. So these are all little things that we're actually able to do here that you wouldn't be able to do at home and test at home. And there's no work. There's absolutely no work involved. Even with the disposable diapers, you still, you know, you need to change the diaper. So if it's cloth or disposable, it's, you know, the same.
Does it end up working
and, really
being,
circle?
Does it end up working to being relatively the same price, or are you competitive on that level if it comes to a cost factor?
We're absolutely competitive. It really, like, because we're an unlimited, you don't have to pay by the diaper. As long as you stay within what an average baby would use, if, you know, up to 100 diapers a week, which most parents don't even go near anyway. A lot of babies use a lot more diapers at the beginning, and in that time frame were cheaper. Down the road when the babies are older, it can be a little bit more expensive, but at that point, you know, you have to consider the fact that babies potty train so much faster when they're using cloths versus using a disposable diaper, so you have that, you know, 6 to 8 months.
Why is that?
Well, it's just, you know, they can feel the moisture a lot more, so it's not quite as comfortable for them. It's absolutely no harm for them. You know, we were cloth diapered for years and years, and that's just what we used. It's actually better for them. But because of all of the chemical beads, you know, the acrylic acid that's in the little chemical beads makes it so the baby can't feel the moisture as much, right? So a cloth diaper, it feels a little bit more bulk, and the babies don't, you know, it's just not as comfortable.
They want to get out of it.
Around. They want to get out of it, and it's you know, we do have parents that come on, they haven't heard of us before, and they hop on board with us when babies too, you know, try them out for a few months and done. this is what your diaper is now, so have this or on the potty you go.
Potty sounds good, but listen, I wish that you were around when I was doing all this. Now I miss. So how about husband and son's dirty underwear? Do you take care of that as well? Can I send those along?
No. Not no. We don't, but babies we do for sure.
Now, I want to go back to, you had said 100 diapers a week, and I think that if,
yes,
you know, if parents think about that, in a lifetime, you're looking at 8,000 to 10,000 diapers going to the landfill. What does that mean? Like, is it good for the landfill? Is it bad? What happens?
You know what I have never understood is, you know, it is illegal to throw away feces. It is something that you are just not allowed to do, even our dog poop. But yet, we're filling our landfills full of these toxic diapers as it is, full of feces with, you know, cotton wipes and whatever, whatnot, and sitting in our landfill. A third of our landfills are disposable diapers. And,
wow,
you know, it says how many hundreds of years to decompose. Well, we don't really know that, because who's been around for the hundreds of years to test that out, right?
Yeah.
So it's a huge problem, and it's a huge contribution. That's one of the biggest things that I talk to customers that have used disposable diapers versus the cloth. When they come on board with the cloth, they're like, we just can't believe how many diapers we threw away and what we're putting out there. And, you know, maybe you can't see it once the garbage man picks it up, but it doesn't disappear, and it you know, goes into our soil, and it's a huge problem. A lot of people, Surrey grew rapidly when the garbage pickup was every 2 weeks, because 2 weeks worth of diapers, people can really see what they're doing to our environment.
Sure. I think that, you know, whether you look at it from your baby's perspective or from the environmental perspective, it's an eye-opener if you look at the number and the volume of what you're contributing to the landfills. And then, again, I go back to my daughter and her urinary tract problems that exist today. So if there are parents listening, and, you know, if that part sinks in and they think, wow, if I potentially am contributing to my child having these urinary tract infections, I can say, you know, 9 years later, I still have a child who has problems, suffers from that to the point where she is peeing blood. And it's, Yeah, it's apparent. It's very scary. So your website is happybabycheeks.ca. Do you just do diapers? Anything else?
We have a great product line, actually, we brought out about a year ago, all made here. We have someone that's put together a great product for us, and we can't keep it on the shelf. We have a great product called Cheeky Stick, which is like more of a preventative, and then we have Pure Zinc, which is not strong enough to actually harm any cloth diapers. We do have a lot of people that wash their own that use it, but it still puts a little bit of layer of protection for babies if they need that extra layer there. As well, but we have, like, on our website, we sell travel bags and a bunch of accessories for cloth diapering too. If you do just want a cloth diaper at home, we do have a stripping service as well. When you wash at home, you're not, like I said, with the machines, you're not able to quite get the detergents out, and the buildup of feces sometimes gets built up on your diaper. So we actually have a great service that we pick up your diapers from you. We strip all your personal diapers and make them next to, or almost new again, and then drop them back off to you, so that you're able to continue to cloth diaper at home if you don't want to utilize the service.
Oh, fantastic. And then what a great gift to give to an expecting mom, I think.
There's a lot of parents that are buying for their kids now, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Awesome. HappyBabyCheeks.ca. Nicole, thank you so much for being on our show and good luck with your company.
Thank you.